Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up in an hour, we'll have the big drab t-shirt hair transplant reveal. That is looming.
A lot of anticipation. Zach Kruger, our pal who covers fantasy football, said, I haven't anticipated a segment this much since Cakes had pizza sauce dumped on his dome.
Both related. Yeah, both head related. This is true. It's a very good point.
He likes baldy segments.
I was so confident that Ron Rivera is going to get his charges to beat stupid Tommy DeVito and the Giants.
Couldn't do it.
What a fool I was. I was dumb. Won't do that ever again. Learned my lesson. All right, so we'll do that in about an hour. So Zach Kruger and everybody else that is waiting on the edge of their seat, that's at 8 a.m. We wanted to get into the Commanders here and talk about Terry McLaurin, who it seems is angling, obviously, for a contract extension.
Of course. We talked about that last week.
He's approaching the age of 30. I think he's 29 at this point. Here are his ranks in the league since 2019. He's third in total routes run. He's ninth in receiving yards since 2019. He's ninth in targets. He's tied for 11th in receiving first downs. He's 12th in receptions, tied for 15th in receiving touchdowns. And he's got the fewest credited drops, 17, of any player with at least 700 targets over that period of time. It's a very solid wide receiver. Some might say top 10, top 8 in the league. I'm sure he wants to get paid somewhere in that sort of range. He's made, at this point, after six seasons of play, he's earned $56.4 million in compensation. But there's concern that he's set to turn 30 in September.
From who?
Well,
are you concerned?
Just, well, you just comp him against some other guys.
No, but are you concerned?
Am I personally concerned?
Yeah.
Not really, but when I look at what some of these guys who have done when they hit 29 or 30, guys like DeAndre Hopkins, who slowed down pretty
big
noticeably.
Right.
Julio Jones, who was a stud from 25 to 30 and then slowed down once he hit 30. Like, and those aren't the only cases. Like, a lot of times 30 is kind of that drop-off spot for wide receivers to go from elite to pretty good. So you're going to have to pay Terry McLaurin as a borderline elite wide receiver, and maybe his production starts tailing off.
This is
a different circumstance because now he finally has a real quarterback throwing him the football.
Yeah.
I will say that if you look at the top guys, they're all 25 and under right around there. Like last year, Ja'Marr Chase led the league in receiving. Justin Jefferson, number two. Brian Thomas Jr., third. Drake London, fourth. Amon St. Brown, five.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're all young.
They're all young. I have zero concern with Terry for two reasons. Number one, I don't feel like 29. If you were telling me he was 32 already and you wanted to sign a three-year deal, I would be worried. But at 29, I think years 29, 30, 31, 32, I think we'll be fine. Number two, he has an incredible work ethic. He's a team leader. I think he will maximize his ability.
He'll get everything out of his ability.
Absolutely.
And this is an old reference, but it's just one that came to mind. You'll mock me, but it's an old reference. But a similar size, Henry Ellard played well into his 30s. Mm-hmm. He had 4,000-yard seasons after the age of 30. In fact, at age 33, he had almost 1,400 yards. He had a 1,000-yard season at age 35. Again, similar size as Terry. Right. He played until he was 37 years old. So certainly I'm not concerned, in the first few years.
But if I'm Adam, if I'm Peters, I'm not signing him to like a 5-year extension. And if I
I think a 3-year extension.
Yeah, like a 3-year seems perfect.
Correct.
Does that get
because
to
maybe you'll start seeing the production decline in that third year.
Right.
I wouldn't be concerned in the next year or two. Maybe in year 3 of a deal when he's almost 33. Okay, different story.
But I just looked top 10 receivers last mm-hmm. year. Not one was older than 26.
Right.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. So I mean, it's
a hard position
to
play as you get
older. Thinking about.
Again, I'm going to give you the exceptions, but Hines Ward had 95 catches at age 33. So, I think a lot of it depends on how you maintain your body, your work ethic. You got to be fortunate to stay away from injury, all of that, obviously. I just think he's going to be an exception. I think he's going to be one of those guys that'll be productive, certainly into his early 30s.
800-636-1067. Are you worried at all about Terry McLaurin, who skipped the OTAs and is angling for a new contract, that maybe you shouldn't commit to him with such a monster contract for a number of years based on his age? Looking at the top receivers, the one guy who's older than him, who had more yards receiving, was George Kittle. Kittle's 31.
Yeah.
I don't really count him as a tight end, but I guess it's similar.
Well,
okay, but he had 78 catches.
Right.
But also, Davante Adams is older than mm-hmm. Terry, and he puts up pretty good numbers
right.
for his age.
Yes, he's 32. And he had 85 catches last year for 1,063 yards with 8 touchdowns, and he was on 2 teams with poopy quarterbacks.
The right. player they comp him to most likely, as far as like contract size, is Mike Evans. When Mike Evans re-upped for 2 years, I think it was last year, his deal averaged slightly less than the average of the deal that McLaurin signed back in 2022. So some people are theorizing that Terry's going to be lucky just to kind of get whatever he's making now just tacked on as an extension. Like, they don't see a big raise coming his way.
So a 2-year extension at what, 25 a year?
Mike Evans signed a 2-year, $41 million extension with Tampa last offseason.
He's going to get more than that.
I think he will get more than that because he's younger.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Evans is a little bit further down the road than
31.
Than Terry McLaurin.
Evans is 31. I almost feel like they might want to just wait and see what happens this season. Now, McLaurin wouldn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
But what if Debo's better than McLaurin this year? I think all of us expect, and they're different type of receivers,
right.
but all of us expect McLaurin to be the one and Debo to run more gadget plays
100%.
And sweeps and supposedly he doesn't get the separation. But what if he's better? You know what I mean? What if he's the guy who ends up getting more targets? Then maybe, because can you commit money to both of those guys down the road?
Well, you got to do it before the season. You're not waiting till the end of the season. You got to do it before the season.
Yeah, I think they're going to sign Terry.
It'll be done long before
that. They're going to take care of Terry.
I think you're right, but maybe you roll the dice and wait and see.
No. I think he's signed before training camp starts.
Now you're going to be.
Is he that type of guy?
It's just protecting his.
I mean, he's still under contract.
He's under contract.
He has 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah, I don't think they'll
do that to him. These are OTAs.
I don't think they'll do that to him.
Yeah, they're going to reward him before.
I think he's going to have a brand new contract before he steps foot on the field for training camp. I don't know if it's for OTAs, but by late July, I think they're going to have that. Probably
three
to 4 year extension.
There might be
out.
A couple day holdout, but he's going to get a deal before the season starts.
I could see it being a 2-year extension.
That could be.
Why would he sign that though? He's going to hold out for as much as he can.
He might, but 2 years, if you give him $50 million and a 2-year extension, $50 million, I mean, that's a great
and
deal.
I would assume that Jaden Daniels is going to be in people's ears saying, let's get this Terry deal done.
Yeah.
he'll be advocating for his top
car. And it depends on how much of that is guaranteed, of
right?
Course.
He's also such a key part of this organization, the heart and soul. He's a heart and soul guy. And they've struck a chord, like they've hit a home run every time with these kinds of sentimental decisions.
They don't strike me as an organization that's going to fumble the Terry McLaurin contract.
They're
extension.
Not going to botch it.
Like, it's going to happen.
Let's pay out some of these calls if people want to chime in. 800-636.
But you might have that philosophy of get rid of a guy before the decline hits you.
Possibly.
We'll
but
see.
If you feel like that he's not going to decline that much and you sign him to a three-year deal that works for both sides, I think you can find some common ground.
He's coming off his best year. Way premature to start predicting the decline. I'm not saying he's going to top last year, but I don't think it's going to be dramatically worse.
Well, he's not going to top last year because Debo is going to take some of the numbers away.
Right. All right, let's go to Vic in Akiki. Haven't heard from Vic in a while. Hey, Vic.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Vic.
Yeah, so you got to extend Terry to 4 years. You give him three because he's earned it, because of his numbers, because of his productivity. But you also give him four with the option to restructure because of his commitment to the organization, his flexibility, and his endurance through multiple offensive coordinators and multiple quarterbacks. And you got to consider also that they have added to the structure and to the potential productivity of the offense as a whole. So Debo Samuels is going to allow him to get more yards because Debo Samuels is going to grab attention across the intermediate parts of the field. When he stretches the field, Terry McLaurin is going to be open underneath. He's going to be open. When people have to take their eyes out of the place of the field, he's going to be open, putting him in motion, and he's going to get more productivity. And they have a better offensive line this year, so that's going to increase productivity as well. So you got to give him a four-year extension because Terry McLaurin has earned it, period. And the Commanders look like they're the organization that make the right decisions.
Yeah. That's fine. You can add a fourth year because it's all about the guaranteed money that he gets up front. Like, you can say it's a four-year deal. If he only plays three, that's fine.
Yeah.
You can always deal with that fourth year down the road.
I'll go with that.
Not that worried about that.
Now, again, this is a bigger receiver, but Larry Fitzgerald, 82 catches at age 30.
Well, he was a freak.
63, 109, 107 at age 33, 109 age 34, 69 at age 35, 75 catches at age 36. Now, again, these are the exceptions. They're not the rule.
Yeah, I mean, that's a Hall of Famer. So,
well, I think that Terry's put himself in a position where I think he's going to be an exception. I don't think he's going to be one of these guys.
Let's hope so. He's a driven guy.
He's so driven.
Doesn't seem like he wants to get paid like commensurate with his talent and with his peers, but he's not a guy that's going to go through the motions. That's a dude that's going to give it his all every single time he's out there.
I can almost take zero Terry McLaurin slander at this point.
Who's going to slander?
Well, I'm just saying, there's like any negative anything.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be.
I just can't tolerate it. I'm cakes with the caps here. Like, you know, if you even hint at something negative about Terry, I'm going to have a beef with you.
Would he sully his reputation with you if he held out?
I don't think so. He has to look out for his professional interest.
But he is under contract.
I know, but you wouldn't have a problem with him doing that.
A lot of guys we're not going to go into their last year. It's kind of
hard ass position.
Not going to go into my last year without a deal if you're of a certain level.
You want to get paid.
Yeah. And I'm not looking for any drop off. And I think he erased any talk that we even entertained of, is he really a number one? Oh, he's a number one.
Oh, he was last year. Definitely was last year.
All right, coming up at 7:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of Post Malone tickets. He is coming to Northwest Stadium Monday, June 2nd. And don't forget, at 8 o'clock, we'll have the big drab T-shirt hair transplant reveal right here on the Junkies. That's at 8 a.m., so that's coming.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word.
From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Coming up. Remember, you can always text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. My son was in town from Durham. I asked him, what do you want for lunch today? He said, Lido Pizza. Haven't been around a Lido Pizza in a while. So, of course, I got a Lido Pizza. I got a dozen wings. And I got a couple salads. I just hit all the stops on the menu.
Last time my wife went to Lido, she actually bought the dressing in a jar to bring home.
The salad dressing?
Yes.
Their house dressing is so good.
So we had a jar of that for a couple weeks.
Very good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Speaking of eating, I just saw what Joey Chestnut did over the weekend.
Okay, I did not see his exploits.
So it wasn't the hot dog eating contest.
That's July 4th. Everybody knows that.
And we made fun of Tom Cruise for the way he was eating popcorn.
Yes.
He was taking like a kernel or two and kind of just tossing it in his mouth.
He just had an exaggerated motion.
That was weird.
He was standing up because I did see a different video. Mm-hmm. I saw a different video where he was sitting and
eating
had a big tub, and it seemed like he was eating normal. But Joey Chestnut broke his own record. It's a little hard to understand, but they say he inhaled 42 servings of popcorn in 8 minutes. They say a serving was 24 ounces, so I'm not sure. It looks like small little cups.
Yeah, but 24 ounces is a lot. Like, I mean, that's probably a 32-ounce cup that you have there. I would assume that's a 32-ounce cup. I know my cup sizes, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It looks like, yeah, you're probably right.
So that 20 of those that are about two-thirds full,
and
right?
How long?
That's a lot.
8 minutes. He did 32 servings of 24-ounce popcorn in 8 minutes.
And what's he do? After the bit, he goes in and he pukes it all up? Is that
the
bit?
I don't know what his training regimen looks like. I have no idea.
His training regimen.
Well, I mean, that's
no, these
training.
Guys do train. Like, I remember seeing, like, Kobayashi when he was at, like, his peak. Like, I remember watching him sit down at, like an Asian food spot, and they would bring him literally 10 pounds of ramen.
Well, they would,
10 pounds of it. He would just shovel it in.
He would have to.
Yeah, they have to train to get your stomach bigger.
I mean, if you don't eat like that for a year, you're going to vomit in 2 seconds.
Of course. Yeah, but I think they still puke it up when they're done.
Maybe. Possibly. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I would think that you're going to puke it up. That's a lot of popcorn, man. I would choke, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You better be washing it down with a soda.
I don't have a big-time choking issue.
Dental floss.
But if I ever have a choking incident, it's usually because some sort of popcorn kernel stuck in there.
It's a good call.
I wanted to bring up this story that I guess has gone viral on social media and everything over the last couple days. It may have happened in the last day or two, but there's a paraglider. Did you see this?
No.
That took off. First of all, I don't even quite understand what paragliding is. That's just where you go, like
you're flying a big kite.
Yeah, you just kind of jump off the thing, and then you're just like in a kite.
Well, how's that different than hang gliding? I don't know what hang gliding is. I
think it looks similar. Hang gliding, you kind of have a bar, and you're kind of steering.
Is a paraglider, you're sitting in it, and it's like...
Yeah, you sit.
It's got like a parachute above them, and like somehow you're steering the parachute. Okay.
I think gliding, you're not sitting. Paragliding, you are.
Okay. I think so. I think that's right. Yeah. This dude went off somewhere, I think, maybe over China. They say he was on a mountain that was 3,000 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
He takes off for the mountain, and then he apparently gets sucked into a rare cloud suction that pulled him 28,000 feet higher.
Jeez.
He was above the clouds, very little oxygen. He was experiencing frostbite. The temperatures could be as low as minus 40 degrees.
Well, how do you survive it? I guess
he survived.
He's bundled up, I guess. I
mean, no, they said he wasn't. First of all, he didn't have an oxygen mask. He didn't really have the requisite cold gear. He just got lucky. And they said he had tremendous mental resilience.
He was a luck box.
Yeah, and he somehow there are images, and I don't even, where like he's above the clouds, see.
I mean, who's taking these pictures?
I know, I don't understand. I mean,
where are these pics coming from?
And maybe it's attached to his
parachute or whatever. Yeah,
I don't quite understand it, but the guy reached 31,000 feet. Like, literally planes.
Yeah, he's like he's at plane altitude.
In a freaking just paraglider.
But how long was he up at that level?
Well, I don't think he was up.
That's probably like, we
got skydive, sometimes they're that high.
Yep. Okay. That's very rare.
You're talking about the breathing. They're, like Tom Cruise just talked about how he was having difficulty breathing.
I don't think he was up there for like a minute. I think he was up there enough where you could see he's like, he's got frost all over him.
Yeah.
Well, skydivers are not at 28,000 feet.
The only one would be like that guy that would get from outer space.
Well, yeah, if you got a special suit on. But generally, those are all well below 15,000 feet.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That 31,000 feet is a joke.
I can't believe he was that high.
How high is Mount Everest? 28,000 plus feet?
Yeah.
Well, 30,000 is plane cruising.
Yeah. He's higher than Mount Everest. He's higher than Mount Everest by like 3,000 feet.
I mean, can you imagine how cold it was up there?
No, I can't. I couldn't. How do you keep your wits about you? And then how do you even make the thing go down?
I don't know. I have no clue.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a suction that could suck you up.
Sounds like a riptide for the air.
Yes.
I guess so.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Can you imagine looking out your window in your Southwest flight and you see some dude paragliding right next to you?
Freezing his balls
just out there in the elements.
Right. So
what altitude was he at when he was just gliding?
Well,
before
he took
sucked
off
up
at 3,000.
3,000 got sucked.
That's
up 25,000 feet.
28,000.
So I saw you looked up the difference between paragliding and hang gliding, Jason. What did you ascertain?
I just thought it was because the hang gliders are actually hanging.
They're held onto like a bar.
Yeah, but the paragliders, aren't they sitting?
It looks like he's sitting in like a canoe.
Oh, I don't know if that's the only reason.
I mean, I don't know.
There could be other differences.
Looks a little different. I think isn't a hang glider like it's almost like. Like a fixed wing?
There's like a metallic rig underneath it, a hang glider, from what I understand, where you're lying horizontal, and it's just like a big...
Like almost like a wing.
Like a wing, or almost like a massive kite that's keeping you afloat.
This
you
is
jump
more
off
like
the
a
edge
big
of a
parachute,
cliff.
It looks like. And he's got a little thing he's sitting in. But it's just one in a million shot.
Oh, okay.
He's just lucky to be alive.
Yeah, I think I was thinking more of the... hang glider versus paraglider. Yeah, the paraglider, I've seen back in Puerto Rico, there used to be a lot of paragliders. And every once in a while, they'd get, like, the wind would bring them a little close to where the condos were when they're supposed to be way out over the ocean.
They're going
to
hit a building?
Nah, I mean, I'm not worried.
I mean, do people, Valdez, you can answer this. At Ocean City, do people still do the bit where they get taken up by the speedboat?
Yeah,
and they have
parachute parasailing.
Yeah. Parasailing. Okay, that's still a bit. It's still a thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a bit at every beach.
Would you do it?
I've done it once when I was younger. Well, I have a fear of heights.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, if you're moving, it kind of takes away the fear. Like if I'm just standing somewhere, I get kind of queasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
It's
you kind of get bored. You kind of get bored of it after like 10, 20 minutes.
Oh, you're really? Just kind of floating up high.
I mean, right.
If you're scared of heights, I get it. you do have a parachute and you have water underneath you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have some safeguards, I guess you feel like.
I guess.
But I'm with you. It's kind of boring. I did it once.
I'd be worried that the thing would become untethered and then I would just float away forever. But that would be it.
You just have to trust the
cloud suction. The would
trust
me
mechanics
up
of it
to 31,000 feet.
You have to trust. I'm sure it was a highly regulated industry.
Trust
air sailing.
Trust
industry.
The drunks that bring new people out there every half hour.
Yeah,
right.
I've never even been on a Sea-Doo, so I don't think I'll be doing any of these.
Banana boat. You've never done any of that stuff.
Never.
Yeah.
Never ever.
They don't have those type of activities in Kiowa.
No, there's a place is too high class for a bunch of parasailers all over
desolate.
The place.
It's pretty
quiet. There's not much happening there.
Yeah.
There's no boardwalk.
I still can't believe that this guy survived.
You don't need a boardwalk.
Minus 40 degrees.
Yeah. Well, that's how cold it can get. I'm not sure that it did get to that cold, but I mean, obviously, the guy's freezing his balls off. You see all the frost on him.
Yeah,
he's exactly. Up above the clouds.
Yeah, I mean, where was that camera?
I don't know. It must have been attached to the
first picture
parachute.
Looks too far away to be attached.
Just, I don't know.
That's
yeah.
just weird.
Maybe that's when he was coming down, when he was descending.
I mean, he's not taking a selfie. He's holding on. He's holding on to that thing with both hands.
Right. Yeah.
So just terrifying.
That's just
that's incredible.
That's just another way that we're not going to die.
Just add it to the list.
Add it to the list. Paragliding.
Used to have that list too. I think I've disposed of it.
I wish you could find that.
I mean,
I come up with a new one.
I could make it up. Sure.
I don't think it took him that long to come up with his 100 things.
So easy. So easy to come up with that list.
Yeah, but I don't even know when you hang glide and like those guys that do it like in San Diego or whatever. Or isn't there even a place where they have like the hang gliding in the Outer Banks, JP?
Oh,
or
I don't know.
Like some version of that on the right
the
side.
The dunes,
or people do something off the dunes.
I see them fly a lot of kites.
I feel like you need to have a little higher elevation to do hang gliding.
Yeah.
Than
maybe I'm wrong. I thought they did.
You might be right. I've only been to the dunes one time.
I thought they did some like very mild, wussy hang gliding. I wouldn't do it. Certainly, I know they do it like in San Diego or something. Yeah, what about the guys in the squirrel suits?
Wow, those guys are literally
nuts.
Insane.
Those are nuts. Now, do the squirrel suit guys, do they have parachutes at the end? That's how they stop?
I would assume. I don't know anything about the squirrel suits.
Stop? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they just do their bit wherever they're going, mm-hmm. and then at some point, boom.
Eventually pull it, yeah.
They pull it.
Yeah, but sometimes that thing where they catch wind and then they smack into to the cliff or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they're flying to the side of a mountain going 80 miles an hour.
Absolutely nutty. I know you guys have seen the clips where guys, they'll be at some vacation resort or something or like lake or something, and they have the big super water slide, and then they go off and they go like 50
sure.
feet in the air and they
yeah.
do all these flips. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what would you ever do that?
No.
You know what I mean?
I think
like
I would
a
do
massive
a lot.
Super sure. water slide that launches you into the air, into the lake. And then, you know, you're like
how
100 feet
up?
In the air or something. And it, you know,
I don't know.
You know
that
what
I'm
mean?
In a big
like
rush.
A massive one.
I'm not in a big rush to do that.
Well, as long as the chance of death on that is probably 0%. So,
really?
Of course, I would try that.
Okay.
EB, for only $150,
yeah.
you're going to Outer Banks this summer?
This summer, we're not, actually.
Okay. I'll be
the
in Outer Banks.
The first summer, like 15
what can
years.
You do? What can you do for $150?
Beginner hang gliding lesson. He was right.
Tell me, yeah.
No, thank you.
It's right from. It's from the Kitty Hawk Kites people.
Yeah, it's right over there on the
right
street.
There, yeah. I've been to that stupid store a million times.
I just wouldn't feel comfortable letting the wind determine
yeah,
my outcome.
I'm not going to step to the edge of a cliff with a kite strapped to my back.
Yeah,
and then
it'd be at the
says,
mercy of the wind.
Jump
but if
off,
you're
going to be fine.
But if you're at the dunes, you're just going to land in sand.
Okay, you can still land hard.
You can land head first in sand. And,
yeah.
And
yeah, you could definitely knock yourself
then
off.
Then your next trip to the
you
sand, you're going to be in a wheelchair.
All right, hold on. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. He's been to the Outer Banks joint. Joe, what's up?
What's up, Junks? Love the show as
Joe,
always.
Joe, what's up?
And yeah, what's up, Bish? Hey, so yeah, EB, I think you're talking about kite surfing. That was created down in the Outer Banks.
All right, so what's the difference between that and like hang gliding or whatever?
Well, I think hang gliding, like you said, you need a higher thing. You jump off. The kite surfing is you're on a board and the wind is propelling you with your kite. You're holding your kite. So you know what I mean? You're doing tricks. They're doing flips. That was created down in the Outer Banks. It's pretty cool.
Well, definitely. I mean, I'm looking at an ad right now. They definitely have hang gliding. It says dune hang gliding, and you can get lessons.
All right. There you go.
Right. He was right on that. Joe? Have you done it?
No, I haven't done it. It looks kind of crazy. I don't know, you know, what the gear and stuff is you need, but I mean, I imagine you could rent it. But
yeah. All right, thanks, buddy. Dude,
I hope you guys had a great weekend, boys.
All right, thanks, man.
What about
you,
those wacky things you see at some beaches where you essentially stand on two jets and you kind of float above the water? Have you seen those?
I've not seen those either.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like they're water skiing, but they have these, like,
yeah, it's like propelling you.
Jetpacks.
Yeah.
Are people that bored at the beach? The beach is fine without all these crazy contraptions.
Well, those things are fun. It's just like you like going to roller coasters.
Yeah, but they're not on the beach.
Okay, but you're
like, I go to a beach and there's a chair.
You like to sit and chill. Some people
don't. And I just, like, I'll throw the football. I might play some whatever game.
It's boring. People like speed.
People like to surf. You don't like to surf. Yeah. People like to surf.
I don't need the paddleboard. I don't need any of that.
People
nonsense.
Nowadays just can't go to the beach and enjoy themselves.
They can't just relax.
All I need is a speaker, a chair, and
some cold drinks, some surf signs.
Something to drink.
And I'm good.
Yeah. I like a good banana boat ride.
I always feel like I just got assaulted because for the money I paid.
I always feel like I see the video of like Chris Paul and LeBron and Dwayne Wade hopping up and down on the banana boat. I'm like, it doesn't look like that much fun.
It's fun. You like roller coasters. It's the same type of thing.
It's a lot more expensive. Nah. Let's go to Steve, Silver Spring. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, buddy. So how you guys doing?
Good.
I listen to you every morning.
Thanks, man.
Just I'm upset my shop. So anyway, I was in Aruba, and my wife and I decided to parasail.
Right.
And that's when the boat takes you across. I was about 600 feet up, and I looked down. My wife was smaller than my thumbnail, and I looked up at my right latch that holds the whole thing on, or else you're just tumbling down. I looked at it, and the spring was broken on it.
Uh-oh.
So I had like 20 minutes of staring at this thing, wondering when I was going to freaking die. And my wife's waving at me, and I'm saying to myself, oh my god, maybe I shouldn't have life insurance right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's terrifying. I did it one more time after that.
No, but you're crazy.
I want to do that again.
You're crazy, man.
Yeah, you're a risk taker.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you're probably the annoying guy.
The next time you come, after the thing snapped. I can't believe you did it again.
Yeah. The next time he came, he's probably asking the people about the latch and they got annoyed by him.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium. And don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, drab t-shirt with his big hair transplant reveal. That's coming up on the Junks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun.
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're on The Fan. You can call us right now at 800-636-1067. We'll get you lined up to play Fact or Fiction. What's at stake? How about two tickets to Post Malone with Jelly Roll, the big-ass stadium tour, Monday, June 2nd at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. So that concert is right around the corner. So we'll give you a chance to win those tickets if you can answer a simple fact or fiction. Mostly by JP. I think Jason might have a few of those sprinkled in, too.
A few's a stretch.
Yeah, it might be a stretch. You might have one.
You got one? That's all you got?
I got one.
By the way, what is your weather report for today?
Today is, I think, rain probably sporadic starting around 3:30, maybe 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit later.
Is it strong rain or just kind of like scattered?
Today, no, but tomorrow is when the strong stuff comes in.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be bad?
Yeah, I think it's going to rain late afternoon into the evening tonight, and then tomorrow's going to be bad.
Ugh.
Tomorrow will be a washout.
Yeah.
Right.
But hopefully the weather clears for the Metallica show in the evening.
I think you'll be okay for the...
Fingers crossed.
What time are you going to go?
I think I'm just going to go from Metallica because my daughter's getting home late from her class. So probably going to be there around 7:30, 7:45. And I think Metallica's slated to be on stage around 8:45, 9 p.m. So hopefully by then, any of the nonsensical weather has either lessened or moved out of the area.
All right, forgive me because I don't know. Where is it?
Northwest Stadium.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
Good.
That's the spot.
All right, you want to bang out some of these calls here for the
sure.
game? All right, let's go to Todd. Oop, you're not there anymore. Let's go to Gina. Hey, Gina, you're all with the Junkies.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, hey, how are
Gina.
You?
Good, good.
Fact or fiction? Post Malone's real name is Austin Richard Post.
True, fact.
It is a fact.
There you go.
She wins. Very
you're going.
I didn't know the Richard part,
all right,
but
you
I knew
won.
Austin Post.
Congrats to you. You've won two tickets to Post Malone with Jelly Roll, the big-ass stadium tour, Monday, June 2nd at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events.
It's very that cool. simple. Now, this isn't a fact or fiction, but I looked it up, and I'm bringing this up because Cakes loves anytime I bring up Shador Sanders, but he tweeted... A lot of us look at a site, I guess a Twitter account,
mm-hmm.
by Dove Kleinman.
Yeah.
I've seen it before, sure.
Now,
I know the name.
A lot of times he has false information, but yeah. he puts out a lot of stuff which is not false, which is good.
Or could is be it just a like bot? A bot?
Could be a
Who
bot.
Knows?
Who knows? I don't know.
But Kleinman had a video of a Rolls Royce supposedly worth $500,000 being
ugly.
Delivered
ugly
to Shador Sanders.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
like
the
green.
Claim.
It was like green.
Yes. It was not even like a nice color green.
No. I thought it was ugly ass car. Yeah.
And Shador Sanders retweeted and said it's a lie.
It's not his.
Oh, no. Who knows? Definitely deleted him. I think that they tweeted is that he used his $500,000 signing bonus. You know, to pay for it. That was kind of the insinuation. And that he was more concerned about his car than he is. And he's like, that's all lies. I'm locked in on football. Mm. But he definitely looks like they had a car delivered to the Sanders house. And I believe there is a clip of him like on FaceTime or something where he's like commenting, oh, yeah, that's cool.
The car is the color of geese poop.
Yeah, it's an ugly, ugly car.
Yeah, it's not a good comp.
I do think that car was delivered to the Sanders home.
I don't know. I just know that I saw a Shador Sanders tweet where he said it's a lie. I don't know what part is a lie, if it's all a lie.
Well, I think didn't he say it's all lies, I'm locked in on football or something? Because the insinuation was that he's more concerned with that kind of thing.
I also saw something where they say he's first one in, last one out. We'll see.
They said he was super impressive in their little mini camp.
Seen different accounts. And I saw that Kenny Pickett might be the number one over Flacco. I, for some reason, I thought Flacco
well,
was
remember,
the guy.
Who did we ask about the prediction on who was going to be the number one? And he said Pickett.
Is it Daryl Ryder, who works
Maybe
in Cleveland?
Maybe it was probably Ryder.
Probably him.
Yeah, I think he predicted Pickett over Flacco.
I still can't believe Aaron Rodgers is just toying with the Steelers. When's he going to show up? If he's going to show
at
up.
At training camp.
I don't know.
Like, if you're him, you're 41 years old, you can pick your spot. Like, he knows he's got the Steelers over a barrel. Why does he have to be there early?
God, the Steelers are so desperate.
He's got the leverage.
I know Danica Patrick was clubbing him. She did a podcast where she said that dating him was, like, miserable.
No. Oh,
and
really?
That he was, like, emotionally abusive.
Does he seem really? Like a fun guy?
Yeah, he just...
I mean, again, to me, it's a red flag when you don't talk to your parents or your brothers.
Listen, unless your parents are just maniacs.
How long did they date?
By and large, people are pretty close with their family.
How long did they date? A couple years?
Like a year or two, at least.
It took her that long to figure it out.
He was with Olivia Munn, too, right?
Yes.
He's got a pretty good resume.
He does.
I mean, you were a good-looking NFL quarterback of $200 million in the bank.
Right.
That's probably a lowball figure.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you should be doing pretty well.
But getting back to Shador, they say that he made $6.5 million in NIL while he was at
He could have bought any car he wanted.
Right.
Probably should have stayed in Colorado another year.
Actually, it's kind of like taking a pay cut because I think he signed a $4.5 million deal with the Browns. Multi-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
He got $6.5 million in NIL while he was at Colorado.
Right, in 2 years.
That's a pretty good haul. You'll take it.
Right?
Those games in the preseason are going to be intriguing to watch because you're going to want to watch Dylan Gabriel, too. Like, that's a battle.
I have no file on Gabriel. You think he's silly, Jason?
He's Gabriel? Small.
I mean, he's not silly. He's good. He's not silly.
You know what I feel bad for is Deion Sanders Jr., because you have Shador, and you have the other one with Shiloh, or whatever his name is. He has some capacity, right? I think he was signed
as a
free agent.
Deion Jr. just nubs?
Deion Jr. just looks like a little guy.
Well, it's just like the Ball brothers. And now he's become a rapper
Jell-O.
Or whatever.
No, but, Jell-O. But Jell-O had some competence. Jell-O played at UCLA. Jell-O had moments.
Okay, Fred Ripken.
And
you got Cal, you got Billy, and you got Fred.
He's Freddie
Ripken.
He's
just a lesser brother. He's Fred. Because there's a lesser.
Fred Ripken was
and
one
he's
of them.
The one, he's the namesake.
That's right.
Did you think if Deion could do it over, he would name Shador Deion Jr.? Because Deion Jr.'s nubs.
I'm going to say yes.
Deion Jr., he's like this little guy.
Well, he
maybe a different mom or something.
Should have covered his bases like George Foreman used to do.
Just call them all George.
Didn't George Foreman name all his kids George?
He did, yeah. It's pretty genius.
He had like 13 of them. So if any of them hit, he was gonna get some
Thank
glory.
God he got that grill deal. That's a lot of mouths to feed. That's a lot of Georges to feed.
Drabby, can you find out what does Deion Sanders Jr. do?
He's got to be from a different mom.
He's got to be a different mom, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know about that. I mean, Deion was married for a long time.
Because Shador is bigger, then the Shiloh one's a little less big, and then Deion Jr. looks
He's
nuts.
Tiny.
Yeah, but remember, Deion said that Deion Jr., at least at one point, was his favorite child.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, remember he ranks his children all the time?
He does.
And I remember Deion Jr. getting a lot of praise.
Well, that's just, really? You know what, that's overcompensating for the one that's
well,
nuts.
Not necessarily. I mean,
it could be. That's my theory, just without knowing anything. Why would he like Deion Jr.?
Well, maybe Shador's a pain in the ass, and he doesn't like him very much, because he's entitled or something.
Right.
Maybe Deion's got his head on straight. He's a good kid to get along with or something.
Right.
I have
maybe.
No idea.
Maybe. I'm going to guess he's just trying to hype him up, because he probably feels nubs. Because at least the other two have had some, notoriety.
I mean, Cakes has a son that's a doctor, and that's not his favorite.
That's true.
Hey, all my kids are tied for one.
They are.
Numero uno
at
the top.
Okay.
We all know this. It's a documented fact.
Which kid's going to the concert?
Brendan and Juliet.
Okay.
Taking two of the three. I'm taking the two that are available to go to the concert to the Metallica show.
What if there was only one ticket?
Then for sure, the daughter.
I actually would have brought Brendan because he's more of a Metallica fan than Juliet.
You would have
asked
him.
But I have three
first?
Tickets.
How do you handle that? Do you decide who you're going to invite?
Well, I usually try to get the appropriate amount of tickets.
Right.
So I don't have to have a Sophie's Choice type of deal.
Right.
It's a very old reference.
Right.
And it's not quite as serious.
Right.
So, EB, though, you're right. When I first read it, I just thought he was saying it was a lie. And now that I read it again, with your perspective, he says, another lie. I'm focused on my team, not a car purchase. He's not denying that he bought the $500,000
Rolls
Royce.
That's his car. I don't know who paid for it. I don't know if it's a lease. But I don't know. But that appears to be
your
his
money.
Car.
You
it is butt ugly,
it.
Though. They do jump out at you though if when you're driving on the
Rolls
beltway.
Royce.
Yeah, but every you know once what? In a while you'll see one. Yeah.
It's almost a brownish color, like green and brown. So maybe it's a nod to the Cleveland Browns.
It's a nod to duty.
Who knows? I would not get a car in Cleveland Browns color. I think I'm gonna stay away.
Well, it's green,
right?
It's not winter green. It's not right. Kelly green.
It's not an attractive. You know what? I'm not a green guy. Green's way down.
I don't mind a dark green, like a forest.
All right, here's
green.
The deal. Dion's first wife is the mom of Dion Jr.
Okay. Right.
His second wife is the mom of Shiloh and Shador. So that's why he's the kid's shorter.
Right.
And is he still with the second wife? Because I know there he's was one deal where
I believe he's still with the second.
I don't know. Like, didn't he have like something where he wouldn't walk out with his kid for graduation or senior day?
Yeah, he had a nasty divorce a few years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe
I don't
the second
think he's
wife.
With the second. I don't think he's with Shiloh and Shador's mom.
You might be right. Yeah.
Because it was. I mean, I don't know if you call it a controversy, but he didn't walk out with his kids because he was like they want to walk out with their mom.
The two ballers were the sons of the second wife.
Was he ever?
Dion Jr. was the mom of the first.
Was he ever hooked up with like Marza Pippen or something, or like one of those?
I don't know.
Like Nicole Murphy,
a basketball wife.
You know, like Eddie Murphy,
or a wag.
Actually, yeah, one of those. No, he not never sure. was.
I don't know his dating resume.
I'm guessing the wives were hot.
Oh, for sure. Attractive. For sure.
All right, when we come back, speaking of hot, we're going to have Drab T-Shirts hair transplant reveal. He went under the knife on, what was that, Thursday or Friday? And he's been out since. He's back today, and he's going to show everybody the results. So we'll do the Drab T-Shirt hair transplant reveal next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe.
call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.